plenty of people pay lots of money for a Beyoncé concert. But what about paying for a Beyoncé class for credit? A group of college students at Valdosta State University is studying the work of Queen Bee this semester. Their focus is on Lemonade, the megastar's sixth studio album, accompanied by a visual album on HBO. I got hot sauce in my bag. I see it, I want it. I suck yellow. We're listening to the single Formation from Lemonade. Katarina Orr is adjunct instructor of African American Studies at Valdosta State, and she's getting her students information to learn all about the messages in Lemonade. And she's joining us now on the line. Katarina, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So the course is called AFAM 3600, Black
Yes.
Women in Modern America. Why Beyoncé and why Lemonade?
Well, Beyoncé, of course, she is a music icon, and she is someone that young people readily identifies with. And Lemonade, because it sparks the conversation about many things that African-American women, or maybe even women in general, have to deal with as it relates to feminism and empowerment and intersectionality.
Yeah, there's so much here. What else is included in the syllabus for the class?
Well, the way that it's set up, it's first of all, our text comes from the Lemonade syllabus that was created by Candace Benbow. And what I did was I just perused those lists of books that she collected to see what would better fit this course and what I was going for. And then it's broken down by themes. And generally, these themes can be found within Lemonade, but as it relates to Black women in modern America, we discuss what is feminism. We discuss things such as our Black bodies, the angry Black woman stereotype, and the actual movement, if you will. We discuss the women's suffrage movement and African American women's place within that, Black love and feminism. And it just goes on so forth, like that.
Well, you dig into it for a semester. We're going to dig into it in a big way today.
Right.
The making of Lemonade was a super well-kept secret, landed with a boom out of the blue in 2016, accompanied by a highly produced 65-minute film that went really far beyond the music video, and it's called a visual album.
Right.
And it is sequenced in a deliberate way to create a narrative arc. Are you studying it like that? You talked about the themes.
Yeah, we are. What we're doing is we're taking bits and pieces from the actual Lemonade, and then we expound on it because there are so many different things. I mean, there are even historical contexts within Lemonade that we discuss, like her appearance as the African goddess of Oshun when mm-hmm. she dresses in her yellow and she comes out of the church with the water gushing out around her, in front of her, behind her. And of course, that is in Hold Up. And then within Love Drought, she is at the place of the Igbo landing where 75 slaves went into the water and drowned themselves as resistance towards slavery. So, yes, it is definitely a narrative arc, and we explore each one of these things to its fullest.
So this has been described when it came out, a womanist fantasy, a revolutionary feminist masterpiece. And the subject, Beyoncé has definitely been a subject of argument since she emerged on the scene. You know, the question of, is she flaunting her beauty and sexuality as empowerment, or is she a pawn of the patriarchy? She herself resisted the title of feminist and then embraced it in a really big public way. How does she and Lemonade fit into Black feminist theory?
Well, because within her, within Lemonade, she discusses things dealing with race, class, and gender. Black feminism is intersectionality. So she discusses or she portrays things relating to Black women, being Black, being women, even women being in a specific socioeconomic class, because I know she deals with Katrina in Lemonade. And of course, we all know that it was the Ninth Ward, the poorest of New Orleans, that was majorly affected by Katrina.
Right. There's so much to unpack here. There's marital infidelity in the album, jealousy, healing, family, Black identity, and betrayal, a super big topic that many people try to decode, right? Because it's the relationship between two of our biggest, and she is obviously the biggest pop star in the world right now, and her husband. Here she is. This is a little bit, throughout the album is these kind of punctuations of prose. This is Intuition by the Somali British poet Warsan Shire, text written through the album.
I tried to make a home out of you, but doors lead to trapdoors. A stairway leads to nothing. Unknown women wander the hallways at night. Where do you go when you go quiet? You remind me of my father. A magician, able to exist in two places at once. In the tradition of men in my blood, you come home at 3 a.m. and lie to me. What are you hiding?
Boy, so much there. You remind me of my father, tradition in my blood. This highlights infidelity as a kind of generational curse. And there's a strong vision of the matriarchal line throughout. I couldn't help but think of women blues singers, R&B singers, talking about hard-hearted men and cheating men. We're going to come into a break in just a minute and hear some more music, but how do you think, how does your course deal with women telling their own stories of sexuality and relationships?
Well, I think what Beyoncé did was she opened the door for others to be able to tell their stories. When you see someone, and like you mentioned earlier, as beautiful and successful having to deal with infidelity, it's almost as if that's not supposed to happen. And so when it does, and she actually shows the world how she deals with it, because even within Lemonade, she goes through these stages of grief. Even with inner titles within the album, the virtual album, it allows women to be able to go through this as well and understand that it's not from a lack of strength. That's strength that allows.
Yeah. Katarina, we're going to take a quick break. Let's come back to this conversation. This is On Second Thought.
Okay.
From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott, and we're continuing our conversation about Beyoncé's Lemonade as text, as pop culture phenomenon, and as academic source. The 2016 Grammy-winning album and accompanying film has been hailed as both deeply personal, as a feminist masterpiece. Valdosta State University now offers students the chance to study the project for academic credit, and we'd love to hear from you. Did Beyoncé challenge you to think about pain and triumph or broaden your ideas of the Black female experience on Lemonade, the audio and visual album? Would you take a course on Beyoncé's Lemonade? Tweet us and let us know. We're at OST Talk, or join the conversation on our Facebook group, GPB's On Second Thought. And I'm joined by the instructor of the course, Katarina Orr. Katarina, is it a popular course?
Oh, wow. It is extremely popular. This is the first semester that we have offered it, and we have a huge waiting list. As a matter of fact, we went on and did some overrides. There were so many students. So I have close to 30, and you have to understand, Valdosta State University, while it's a nice size school, I think the normal amount of students for a humanities course, if you will, is 20, 25 at the very, very most. So it is amazingly popular, well-received, and we're very excited about it.
So this was seen in many ways as an album for Black women. What is the demographic like of the class?
The demographic is all Black women and two Black men.
Well, so any course in feminism has to deal with masculinity. And you mentioned right before the break, you know, that Beyoncé, so beautiful, so successful, infidelity is not supposed to happen to somebody like her. And throughout the album, she expresses pain and anger towards Jay-Z, her husband. He appears late in the film. So what kind of views of masculinity do we get from this?
I think that, well, number one, maybe not necessarily from Lemonade, I'm sure there is, but the fact that JC had a response to Lemonade where he actually apologizes, where for me, his apology came when he participated in Lemonade. I think that we saw some humility there that my students definitely appreciate. He was allowed to tell his story subsequently about being emotionless, not necessarily understanding or ever learning how to be able to show emotions. And I think that is one thing that he learned from Beyonce, which is why he was willing to assist her in her, because I think what that did for her, it allowed her to feel closure within this whole process. Mm-hmm. And he participated in her ability to have closure, which I think speaks to his masculinity.
Right. And this the album 444 was kind of his response. But, you know, it's, you know, he's a guy who was in the game. You know, he made his mark, you know, 20 something years ago, what, back in the 90s, you know, as a man of the street. And now he has to be soft. You know, in one way, it's traditional. He's saying, can you forgive me? In others, she's been outperforming and out-earning him for decades. How do you think Lemonade in this dynamic gets us to reconsider power for Black women?
Well, that's a really good question. I think it allows them to embrace their power. It lets them know that they have power, and that a relationship works according to the two people within that relationship. I think the bottom line of it all is, you know, Beyonce and Jay-Z, I think it's very obvious that they love each other. They're very private with their life, which is so amazing that she even would do Beyonce, she would even do Lemonade because of how private that they are. I think they understand that love exists between two people. You cannot invite the public eye into that life. And I think that she shows this for women, and both of them together also shows for women that you can be powerful and you can still be a wife and you can still be a mother and you can still do all of these things successfully. And even in the midst of all that, you can be hurt. You can be hurt. You can feel as if you're not being validated. And even through that, you can bounce back.
Right. And this was a huge risk for somebody, a woman famously in control of her image. I think of that, the video Flawless, you know, I wake up this beautiful and out in the world. Beyonce has a platform for telling her side of this story.
Right.
How do you process that with students and, you know, young people who are considering how they tell their stories in the world?
Well, you know, it's funny that you ask that, because one element of the class that the students do, they do journals. Every week, they have to turn in a journal where they reflect on the discussions that were held in class. And one student in particular said that when Beyonce and Hold Up went down the street with the bat and hitting windows or breaking windows and hitting cars, it allowed me to believe and to understand and to know that my anger is okay. I am angry. It's okay to be angry. So she allowed them to be things, to feel things, and let them know it's okay to do so.
One of the most controversial elements of the film is her vision of police brutality or treatment of unarmed Black men. She has the mothers of Trayvon Martin and Eric Garner. And there was a big backlash by police to this, compounded by, in 2016, her Super Bowl performance, interpreted as, you know, very Black Panther party-ish. Mm-hmm. How are you using this to talk about those issues and the reaction of a Black woman with your students?
Well, you know, with it being the African American Studies program, that's just, you know, fodder for the course, if you will. Those are the things that we talk about in general, as it were. I just think that Beyoncé provides another element wherein we can share that story of police brutality. Now, the funny thing to me about that backlash is, if I'm not mistaken, law enforcement said that they would not provide security in any way mm-hmm. for her anymore. I don't think that ever came to pass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Beyoncé is influential. And for someone to speak on that at such a huge level, I'm sure there is going to be backlash. It makes perfect sense. But, if you know, it didn't come to anything. So,
well, she also started selling boycott Beyoncé T-shirts at her game. So a woman who's sort of like owning the storyline as well. And
right.
I'm just curious about that. You know, she's obviously a businesswoman. She knows exactly when to strike, how to leave an impact on culture. Everybody was talking about this record. So what have you learned, and how do you talk about that? You know, her stealthily dropping this album, nearly everyone is shocked and impressed with the results. How do you talk with your students about that?
Well, for one of the elements that we speak about in this class is the angry Black woman stereotype.
Yeah, she's like smashing car windows with a bat.
Right, exactly. Well, one thing I read an article just yesterday, and it said that Beyoncé is definitely, actually, Rihanna was also mentioned in this conversation, but just Beyoncé specifically, she uses her voice. She uses her voice, and sometimes that voice is angry, but it's accepted because of her being a music icon. Now, if this were 20 years ago, if this was 20 years ago, she would be seen as an angry Black woman. Yeah. But she is using her platform to express issues that everyday Black women cannot express, and she's doing it boldly and beautifully, all of these things. So the fact that she uses this platform and she's not afraid, and she is a businesswoman, because, you know, one of my students in class even said that this could be seen as a positive spin, where she took hold of this infidelity and she literally used it. Now, she did use it to her advantage.
Well,
but she used it for the advantage of others as well.
Yeah, she owned it. And I think a lot of people follow that. Katrina Orr, thank you so much for talking with us.
Yes.
Valdosta State African American Studies Adjunct Instructor Katrina Orr. And of course, how can we leave you otherwise than Beyoncé? This is All Night.
So many people that I know, they just trying to touch you. Kiss up and rub up and fill up. Kiss up and rub up and fill up on you. Give you some time to prove that I can trust you.